Republicans block Ukraine aid bill, demanding stronger border action. By Neil Monroe on December 6, 2023. All 49 GOP senators united to defeat the Democrats' plan to accelerate, expand, and hide the inflow of millions of illegal migrants during the 2024 election year. The Democratic funding plan needed 60 voters to start the floor debate. But the start was blocked by 5-0 to 50 votes, and it will likely return in January. Democrats tried to strong-arm the GOP by attaching the $14 billion in migration money to a spending package for causes the GOP leadership wants to support. $61 billion for embattled Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel. GOP senators said they support the military aid, but blocked the package with the migration funding. "Tonight is a sad night in the history of the Senate and in our country," lamented Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, the pro-migration leader of the Senate Democrats. He continued, "If Republicans in the Senate do not get serious very soon about a national security package, Vladimir Putin is going to walk right through Ukraine and right through Europe. Western democracy will begin to enter an age of decline, if we aren't willing to defend it. The question before us is simple: will senators rise to defend Western democracy, protect our fundamental values, and support our friends abroad fighting for their lives?" Schumer claimed before the vote. He tried to bulldoze GOP opposition and shape media coverage by hiding the planned, government-funded expansion of illegal migration. "This is a moment history will record. The answer to all these questions should be an emphatic yes. At stake is America's safety, the survival of democracy, and the future of the war on Ukraine. As we've always done in our history, the Senate should rush to the defense of democracy and stand up to autocratic brutes. Vladimir Putin is watching closely to see if the Senate will approve aid to Ukraine. Whether or not we approve an aid package will likely sway the outcome of the war." But all GOP senators, including many who favor migration for business, voted to block the Democrats' plan. For example, both Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., and Senator Mitt Romney, R.U.T., voted against the plan, even though both voted to confirm Biden's pro-migration border chief. The GOP unity was explained by multiple GOP senators and also by the small-d Democratic logic of the November 2024 elections. Many polls show that Biden's economic strategy of extraction migration has broken public support for migration. For example, a recent poll shows a majority of the Jewish community in New York said migration is more of a burden than a benefit. Many of the polls suggest Biden's migration will damage Democratic chances in 2024 and boost the GOP's chances. If GOP politicians show progress in curbing and exposing the massive inflow engineered by President Joe Biden, his pro-migration border chief, and the Democrats in the House and Senate. Many GOP senators explain why they would oppose the spending bill if Democrats refuse to stabilize the border. They are pushing a watered-down version of the House-passed H.R.2 border stabilization bill. The House bill sharply reduces the authority of Biden's deputies to smuggle more migrants via the asylum and parole loopholes. The message from Republicans to the President of the United States is this: there will not be a national security bill unless and until there is serious and significant changes in security at our southern border, Senator John Barrasso, R.Y., said on December 5. The White House has to become actively and consequentially engaged in changing what is happening right now at the southern border. Republicans and Democrats have totally different views on what's needed at the southern border. The public will tell you we need to stop the flood of illegal immigrants coming into this country and send them back. Democrats want to wave them through in record numbers. 10,000 yesterday, some days 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, day after day from all around the world. Our southern border is now the most dangerous border in the world. Criminals, drug dealers, terror suspects, it has become a magnet for those people to our southern border. And what do Democrats want to do? Give money to sanctuary cities, government benefits to illegal immigrants. That's not going to solve the problem. That's going to make it worse. It's going to incentivize more people to come here illegally. We know what we need. We need more Border Patrol agents on the southern border, who have the power to actually enforce the law. We need to keep illegal immigrants out and keep our communities safe. Communities all across this country are suffering under the burden of these terrible disasters. So Chuck Schumer can bring a bill to the floor of the Senate. If it doesn't include what we need on border security, it will fail. Republicans will vote against it. Barrasso is one of the leading candidates to replace GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. But Democrats spurned the GOP proposals to block Biden's illegal migration. The GOP is offering draconian far-right immigration policies that will never become law, said Senator Patty Murray, DWE. Biden's economic policy of extraction migration has pulled at least 4 million foreign workers into the nation's workplaces. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems. Homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.